In the movie Field of Dreams,
if you build it, he will come.
Ray Kinsella mowed tall corn stalks and built a ball field. Habitat for Humanity will mow 2 acres of tall weeds and dandelions on an abandoned ball field to fulfill the American dream for Lilith Bear.
For whatever reason, it just has not come easily to us.
Her family is one of 20 who will finally have homes.
We don't have any debt. We have really great credit, but our monthly income is really low.
Bear built Habitat homes growing up in Missouri. She never thought she'd build one for herself in Kearns one day.
We are in a 500 square foot apartment and a third kid just arrived.
Bear gets frustrated knowing her friends have homes.
Why can't we break through this next level? What are we doing wrong?
So she and her husband each put in 225 hours of service to qualify to buy a home that they will build. Lilith Bear volunteered right up until she gave birth at 41 weeks here at Habitat's shop called The Restore.
If you love going through boxes and finding out what's in there, particularly if it's an old box, you'll just love being here and being a volunteer.
Volunteer Shirley Biesinger showed off 30,000 square feet of donated washers and dryers, lumber, office chairs, ceiling fixtures, and so much more.
How do you keep it organized?
We don't. We try very hard to keep things in the general area
so they can be quickly resold at affordable prices and help Habitat's mission. As for Kearns' Field of Dreams,
it reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again.
This was an amazing place when I was a kid. I made the All-Stars one year and I played on this field.
Executive Director Ed Blake of the Salt Lake Valley Habitat says each home will cost $150,000 to build and $1.50 a day in utility bills. And
when they move into a neighborhood, often they know every neighbor because they've been working alongside each other.
At her future home, Lilith Bear just wants a backyard for her 3 kids and to
paint our walls a different color besides eggshell white.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.